Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I woke up at 4 a.m. thinking it was pouring rain outside. Turns out my neighbor was just taking a shower and his window was open.
One of my cats is so beyond clumsy, he would never be able to climb a tree. It's an oxymoron, really. Emphasis on moron.
Well, Ralphie the polydactyl cat could never climb anything at our house either. He'd be eaten by a coyote in seconds flat. He does love a good manicure, though.
Who doesn't? I'm attending a wedding in a barn. It's a fancy organic barn, of course, but does this mean I don't need to wear shoes?
Maybe not. Have such a good day. Hello and welcome to Have Such a Good Day,
good the show, day. That, the show wants that wants you to do just that. have such a good day. It's like cheap therapy, Sarah, like, or therapy that won't set you back. Something like that. You gotta laugh it out so you don't cry.
Won't
and,
set you back you know. A dang cent, y'all. unless you'd like to, you know, kick us a little love. And you can find out more by going to patreon.com/havesuchagoodday. But yes, Heather and I do this for our sanity and also hopefully yours.
Collective sanity. It's all about, we all want universal sanity.
Collectivity.
Yes, we want the universe to feel at peace, and we're hoping that the little show that could can make this happen. So help us help you, and never forget we're all in this together. How y'all doing out there? Episode 195, y'all.
195.
We are getting closer to that 200.
Yeah, we are inching closer and closer. 195. I don't even think I mentioned it last week on episode 194, which was indeed our last episode, you know, if you're an accountant man. But I had a, you know, a little like fuzzy feeling because 1994 was when I graduated high school.
Aww.
Now, otherwise, not like that interesting of a year. And 194 is not the same as 1994, but anything 94, I think, oh yeah, that's when little Sarah became a lady.
It's really funny because 94 for me is very, it's like my first year of college. Mm. And I like was in the dorms and did the whole party dorm, tried to study sort of thing. You know, that first year, it's always interesting. Yeah. And that like, there's so much like, you know, there's a lot like the music I listened to back then. Yeah, 94. I think 84 was a better year, but
84 I remember less because I was, you know, a wee lass. but it probably was. There's probably like a great song from 1984 I'm just not thinking of that.
Let's
you know.
See. Let me scan my mind.
Scan your mind.
Popular song from 1984.
I'm just going to look it up on Google.
Boys to Men? Boys to Men?
No, not 1984, Heather. Come on.
Oh, I thought you said 94.
No.
Oh, 84. Ooh, I could. Ooh, oh, I have a good
one.
This.
I have a good one. When Doves Cry.
Oh, one of the. Oh, wait. Self Control. Laura Branigan, dude.
Ooh,
like
there you
that's
go.
Like my number one karaoke song. And you know that, Sarah.
I do.
Because you've been karaokeing with me.
Footloose, 1984. Like a Virgin.
Great movie.
1984. I thought Like a Virgin came later. Gosh, man.
Also, What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner, RIP.
Oh,
we miss you already.
Gosh, this is like the best year for music ever.
I've mentioned on the show, extra credit for anybody who can figure out which episode this was because it wasn't that long ago. It was 1984, I believe, was the code to an item that I get at the co-op in the bulk section. And I never have to write it down on the little tag because I always remember it because it was a great year. I think it was like goji berries or something like that.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, also 1984. R.I.P. George Michael.
What about the Cars? You might think I'm crazy. All I want is you. Oh, God, we neither of us should be singing on air.
Excuse
but,
you, Heather. No, I'm very good at that.
You are. Caribbean Queen.
I always feel
I love.
Watching me. Okay.
Jump for my love or your love. I can't remember which one that was. But Forever Young, 1984. Dude, that is in my top 10 favorite songs ever.
Rock You Like a Hurricane. Also 1984.
That was a big ass year.
It
I mean
was.
To be alive during that time.
Oh, Twisted Sister, we're not gonna oh yeah take it. Also 84.
That's a good
so
one.
So for
what
all
about,
y'all who may have
we could keep going
remembered
here.
84 fondly, may have been real little like Heather and I, or weren't even born yet.
Real big.
Let's celebrate the fact that we're doing episode 195, which has nothing to do with it.
And y'all should email us if you remember a song that we have not listed off here that totally. Was very important to you. 1984, let us know. hi@havesuchagoodday.com. So Sarah, switching gears, how the hell are you?
Well, thanks for asking, Heather. I thought about our last episode, especially because we got a little, you know, some feedback from the nice folks out there. And thank you for everybody who, you know, if it resonates with you and you want to tell us something, you know, we love your feedback. But, you know, know a couple people being like, oh, Sarah's having a hard time. And that's not a lie. I am kind of having a hard time in life, but I mean, life is hard. And as we talk about on the show, and really the theme of the show is week after week, it's hard and you got to laugh so you don't cry. And just sort of chalk it up to the fact that it's never going to not be hard.
No, never, ever. Why can't we just get used to that?
Every time you figure out a particular challenge, you'll get another one.
This is true. And amen to that.
And yeah, I mean, if you're out there being like, huh, weird, my life has just never been hard. Well, I don't know what you're doing, but I would like what you're having. But until then, we will continue to talk about absurdity that is life, because that's what we do the best. So good little story on this one, Heather. So as you know, I recently moved from where I had lived for 3.5 years. And, you know, lots of feels about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, moving is just, you know, the pits. But just even after it was all over, and I felt so much better once I knew, okay, I don't have to do one more trip back and forth. I don't have to go to my storage unit, you know, unless like I need something specific. Like, I'm kind of done, you know, I can breathe.
It's a good feeling.
It is a good feeling. At the same time, I missed my old house. You know, mm-hmm. like it's like that weird, like where you're like drawn to this place where you're like, but it's gone. It's over. But I kind
Aren't
of like
so glad you're not an Airbnb manager now.
Well, I am. I am glad about that. But I also, you know, I have a lot of memories, you know, from my time, you know.
Sure, of course.
At this place. And, you know, so I'm, you know, just sort of navigating that and trying not to be like too much of a baby about it. But, you know, it hits me here and there, especially because my dog and I still go to this. Well, I call it a dog park, but it's a high school that's closer to my old house than it is at my new house. So, you know, when I'm driving out there, and I'm saying out there because it's, you know, due west of me. You know, I feel like I'm like, oh, I'm going home. But I'm like, no, home is not this way anymore. I'm just going to a place that's west. Mm-hmm. It's all very strange. Anyway, so when I was doing my Airbnb property management, which for anybody who has listened to the show at any length over the last couple of years knows, you know, keenly that Heather and I both have had our ups and downs doing that. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was something that wasn't really all that fun for me. And I didn't know that until I tried. So there you go. You know, learning experience. But part of that was, you know, managing, you know, handy people to do things that I couldn't fix myself. You know, mm-hmm. House cleaners to, you know, turn the house around, you know, between guests. Sometimes, you know, with minutes to spare kind of thing. And all of that stuff was, you know, not me personally doing it, but me stressing about it. Mm-hmm. So, and the house cleaning stuff is, it's a whole thing, but, the most recent house cleaner that we had, who I had gotten to know pretty well and, you know, we had a good rapport. Mm-hmm. I had told her like, well, you know, they're selling the house and so I'm going to go and I would love, you know, I will give them your information. I would love, you know, for you to, you know, continue some sort of a contract with them, but it wouldn't be through me anymore, you know, because I'm going to be mm-hmm. gone. And she was like, oh, bummer, you know, best of luck, you know. Yeah, I'm like, you too. Yeah, high five. So I'm at a, you know, I'm walking Otis the dog near where I am now, which is not like that far. Mm-hmm. But definitely in a, you know, a very different neighborhood. So I'm walking my dog and I'm going into like a Safeway that's not that far away. And I hear like a beep, 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 you know, on the street. And, you know, I don't look because, like, why would anybody be honking at me? So I get a text from the house cleaner.
I will
respect her by not saying her name. But she was like, did you see me? Was that you? I think it was you because that was Otis. And I was like, oh my God, it was me. What are you doing out here? Because I know where she lives and it's like not nearby. And she said, oh yeah. And you know, I'm in the neighborhood, whatever. You know, we sort of laughed. That was the end of it, you know, end of story. And then a couple of days later, she said, yeah, you know, actually, thanks so much for giving my information to the new people because they're going to have me do some work. And I really appreciate that. You know, I'm always happy to get work. Oh, and good. I was like, oh, awesome. Yeah, that's great. That's exactly, you know, what I would have wanted. Mm-hmm. She goes, by the way, is this your tire? And she sends me a photo of like a tire in the trunk of her car.
How would you recognize your own tire? They all look the same.
They don't though, because the rims, like it was like a tire, sure. Like okay, with okay. Like the thing, you know, and I'm like, no, it's not my tire. Why? Like, what happened? You know? And she goes, well, we found the tire on the property and everyone just thought it was yours. And I'm like, why would they think it was mine? Like in what situation? First of all, I have no skills to be able to take a tire off of a car. Okay.
Or
I know where to find my
matter.
Own spare tire in my own car. And that's an emergency tire that doesn't look like this. This is like a straight up tire, you know? And I was like, not mine. And she's like, oh, so weird. Like, yeah, we're just trying to figure out like whose tire it is. And
I'm like, who would just leave a tire? That's so random.
Well, also, what made this all like even stranger is like, I knew that property inside and out. You know what I mean? Like, no, like there was really like, unless you wanted to like bury something under some ivy, like in a really weird place that I didn't go, I knew where everything was. There was no tire on the property. And if there was, that was way before my time. You know,
Sarah, you're on candid camera. That's the only explanation.
So apparently, and I don't really know the story because I didn't even care to ask. But like what I'm imagining is the new owners find this tire. They say, what's going on with the tire? House cleaner, who's apparently doing all sorts of yard work now, is like, probably Sarah's. I will put the tire in my trunk.
I'll let her know.
Then she like weirdly finds me outside of Safeway.
She's stalking you for sure.
She's not stalking me.
I'm just kidding.
I think it was all just very, very, very strange coincidence stuff. But I was like, not my tire. And she goes, well, what should I do with the tire? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to properly dispose of a tire. I don't think you can like throw it in like a garbage
bin. No, you actually
bin.
Can't. You have to like, yeah, you have to go to a certain kind of dump or
a certain kind of dump,
recycling center or something.
Or have it picked
and
up
it costs money
or
too.
Whatever. Yeah, because like if it, you know, sets on fire, like, oh, God. So I was like, yeah, I don't know. And she was like, oh, well, sorry for the trouble. And I'm like, yeah, no worries. Hope you find the owner of the
she
tire.
Can just go home and make a planner
box out of it. I've got four tires
it.
In my car, so we're good over here. But that
do you
was
have your spare? Maybe it was your spare.
It was not my spare. I know what a spare tire looks like. Also, I have my spare. But like a spare tire, you know how it is. Like it's small, it's weird. It's only supposed to be used like, you know, in an emergency to get from point A to point B to you can get like a good tire back. This was not that. No, it was like someone's like full tire. I think, so, well, I don't know. You know, now that
well,
I think about it,
keep us posted
like,
on the tire incident. Keep us posted
yeah,
if you hear
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, has this ever happened to you? I guess it's possible that somebody like, you, I don't know, like wanted to dispose of evidence and like
she
threw the tire over the fence.
Something at the local cafe, like lost tire, like a lost cat.
Have
it's
you
like
seen
a lost
my tire?
Tire. Please call.
Very nice tire. Never did anything wrong. Yeah, probably in someone's trunk. Yeah. So anyway, that's
life is just it's literally a Twilight Zone. I feel like every day is just stranger and stranger. But what it's funny. It's like I find so much joy in like how funny these random things are. Yeah, I mean, it's just hilarious. Sarah, I swear, everyone, everywhere I turn, somebody new and their mom has a travel blog or a Substack. And I don't know if it's probably because of the people that I'm following. You kind of fall down this whole thing with those types of people. And then you keep adding these new people who do travel blogs and whatnot. Anyway, there are these, it's not just Substacks, it's like Instagram accounts and whatnot. And they all have great ideas. Like they're all very interesting. I can't keep up with reading them all. It's kind of inundating my email to a point where it's adding to my stress a little bit. And I know this is why you always just like don't add these people. You're always saying you don't subscribe for this reason. But when I read them and I have the time to read them, they're really interesting because they're personal. You know, they're like blog entries, kind of like how you used to do, Sarah, where on your travels, you have interesting tips tricks and that kind of thing. So, like I said, it makes me spiral a little bit because there's just so much information, you know, that you almost don't need. It's kind of like how you can look up anything now. Like we're almost too full of information, which is why we run into walls and make mistakes because there's just so much information flying around all the time. And I'd like to fill my brain with all that info. I like that. I like info. And with all of these kind of blog posts about specific places these people are going, there's all these videos, you know, on like Instagram stories and stuff showing you their packing strategy. You know, there's like all these strategies now, like their luggage choice, their, you know, are they a clothes roller or a folder? How many shoes do you bring, you know, for a 2-week trip? And it gets to a point where it's like, when did we get so excessively fussy? Because I can't imagine back in the day, and I watch a lot of movies from, you know, old movies, and I just can't imagine people being, I don't know, making things so complicated. I feel like it's because of the world that we live in. And there's so many things that we can do our best at because there's just these levels that we're maximizing. We're trying to do the best of everything. And I'm like, who are we? This is getting a little out of hand. So I started deleting. I'm like, I just can't. I don't have time. But I did come across one little blurb that really resonated with me. I wanted to share with y'all because we've been talking a lot about this sort of, especially last episode, we talked a lot about how anxiety-inducing travel can be. And kind of, we've been talking about it a bit ad nauseum lately, and I think it's because both Sarah and I feel similarly, and so we're kind of commiserating on it. One of the writers that I follow, her name is Heather Havrileski. I've only read one of her books, but she writes, you know, a lot of other things online, and she has her own, you know, sort of Substack, and she actually has this kind of Dear Abby kind of thing going, and it's interesting. She's a great writer, she's funny. And so this one little problem that someone wrote in about was similar to what we were talking about last week. This problem was, you know, I imagined this like smooth, easy vacation, and instead it feels like a maze of hassles. And this is exactly what we worry about, is like what could potentially happen when I'm on the road. And so her solution is, and I quote, "Try to see hassles as valuable, memorable, and even worth cherishing. Traveling is like running an obstacle course, and that's part of what makes it invigorating. Instead of thinking, this isn't how my vacation should feel, or when can I just relax? Try to savor the surprises and uncertainties. These are the amusing or adventurous details you'll remember when the trip is over, not the hours you spent sipping drinks or lying on the sand. When it comes to leisure time, sometimes the bad parts are actually the good parts. And when in doubt, try telling yourself, I'm having an adventure. I say this to myself sometimes when I'm on a plane stuck in turbulence, and it's surprisingly effective. Instead of scolding myself for feeling anxious, I'm open to experiencing each scary, hard, taxing event as a bit of suspense, a small thrill, a memorable detail to enjoy after the fact." Thanks, Heather. I actually really, I think I've said similar things about when I come home from trips, and you really have to kind of remind yourself to get back in the moment and just let things come at you, because what else are you going to do? I thought that was kind of cool. And then I was also inspired the other day by Leah on our Discord. She was talking about the old Foursquare app. We were talking about traveling in the last episode, as I said, and she brought up in Discord about how much she likes the Foursquare app, and it kind of harkened me back to a time of sort of not necessarily early internet, but it was maybe our
it was our early web foray, two.
Yeah. Web TV. It was like our internet TV thing. And she still uses Swarm, which I didn't even know exists. She it uses does. It as, no, as a diary.
Yeah.
And so it, you know, it's basically, for me, I remember loving like it being kind of a scrapbook. So I could look back and go, oh, I went to that cool, you know, club mm-hmm, or that cool mm-hmm. restaurant. And I completely forgot about it. But I'm going to, I re-uploaded it today because it was like dormant on my phone. And I'm going to try it again.
The scrapbook sense of it, that, you know, is why it's like still cool, even if no one totally. Else uses it. Like,
yeah.
Socially, okay. You know, social app, yeah. whatever. But like, I always tell people where they were like, why are you like checking in everywhere? I'm like, well, especially if I'm in a new place. Mm-hmm. First of all, I like that breadcrumb trail because, yeah, you know, sure. if I go back, like if I'm in Paris and, you know, I'm in a neighborhood I've never been in and I found like a cool little coffee shop, you know, I had mm-hmm. the best little baguette or whatever. Like, yeah. am I going to remember that again? I don't know. Drop a pin.
How far back does it save your trips? Because I would like to look back at the last time I was in Paris.
The length of your account, it does.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Yeah. I'll have to look back on that. But yeah. And I might be late to the party. Sarah, you probably already know about this, but I'm usually only fashionably late. I just downloaded the Pocket app. It was something that I had read somewhere. Thanks, whoever you are. I really don't remember where I read it, but it's that like bookmarking app where yeah. you can save stories. Mm-hmm. And I know there was something we were using a while back. I'm trying to remember the name, but I definitely save stories on my New York Times app. And I go back to that, you know, that is where I have a lot of stuff that I want to, get back to, but other apps, yeah, I mean, then it gets really scattered, you know, and I like that I can save everything in one place and it's not even just articles. It's like video, it could be a recipe, you know, and a lot of times, like I'll have a friend post something in a like a thread, like a text thread or a Slack thread, and I'll never find it again. Like, yeah, you can do the search, sure, but it's like I'll forget about it, you know, if it's not right there.
Yeah.
And you can save it to the app or the browser. I've only used the browser so far version. It's called Pocket.
Getpocket.com.
Yeah, getpocket.com.
Pocket has been around for a while. And honestly, Heather, I'm glad you brought it back up because it is not, you know, for anyone who's like, remember RSS feeds? That was so fun. Like, this is not unlike that.
Yeah.
Same yeah, idea.
Totally.
It really is.
Yep.
It's you know, you're saving things. You can categorize them. You know, you can, you know, sort of, mm-hmm. you know, go back to something at your leisure. You don't have mm-hmm. to have 4,000 tabs open, even though I am a tab person. And if you close a tab, totally. You will die. but you have other options if you want to be that kind mm-hmm. of person. But yeah, no, Pocket is good. I have not used it. Really? Gosh. Rather than sort of talk about the company here and there for work in mm-hmm. some years. So this is a really good reminder. Pocket's a good, they're good eggs.
Yeah, I am. I'll see if I use it. I mean, that's the thing is like you get excited about something, maybe use it for the first week and then you forget about it. I mean, I think that's the problem for me is it'll like somehow fall off my tab, you know, thing that I'm doing and then I'll forget. And yeah, but I was curious how you thought about, don't you notice that, I don't know, this whole like meticulousness about traveling and there's all these like, I'm stumbling upon all these apps that are these travel apps that you have to be invited to. They feel like dating apps. Like there's one in particular that yeah, no, it's crazy. There's one in particular that I downloaded this morning and it was like, you need like a referral code or
why?
You need to be on a wait list because here's what it is. It's called, this one is AmiGo, like Ami friend, A-M-I, uh-huh. Go. And this one apparently is, it's like friends add friends to their Foursquare, like their scrapbook. So like say, you're going to Paris and you have like a cool friend who you like their taste. They're going to
cool.
bookmark. It is. It's kind of like, remember when we went to Mexico City and one of your buddies sent us a Google map that had pins all over it. And it was, here are the great like restaurants.
Right.
And
right,
it's
right,
kind of
right.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then they mark all these places for you to go. And it's, I like that because it's already curated.
So, okay. So if I'm understanding this correctly, like your friend would just give you that info.
Yeah.
But if you're invited to this cool club, then you would get like cool curated Mexico City ideas from somebody that you don't necessarily know.
Yeah, but maybe somebody who you, I think you have, to, I don't, I can't open the app because I'm not there yet, but I would imagine you kind of curate, like you like, when you travel, you like boutique hotels or you like camping or you, you mark boxes of like what kind of travel you are, and then they connect you with people ultimately. Or it's just a friend thing. Maybe it's like a Facebook-y, you know, connect friend to friend to friend to friend. It becomes this, this bigger network. I'm not really sure, but there's another one that isn't an invite. It's called Out of Office, OOO. And it's a similar idea. I'm just like, this is, I can't keep up, man. I just can't keep up.
Heather, I...
I'm trying, but I can't.
I try to, and I can't always keep up either. And maybe it's because I'm eating too many magic mushrooms.
You are not.
No, I'm really not. I listen, in my life, I have done that. I have not done that in quite some time. But the reason that I bring up mushrooms, if anyone's like, Sarah, right? Is actually not about me. It's a Wall Street Journal article that I talked about with my colleagues on Daily Tech News Show earlier today. And not because it has that much of like a tech component, but the idea that doing sort of microdosing, whether it was with mushrooms or LSD or maybe ketamine, or, you know, a variety of other drugs that are supposed to be not like, so you're like crazy and like,
no, it's, you know, like a microdose. Like
super wasted.
Yeah.
It's because you're trying to enhance your own performance slash mind.
Yep.
Very prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't totally know anybody who's doing that. Well, okay. That's not true. I have heard here and there. I am not doing that myself.
I mean, just in case anyone's
like, that was why you were so weird that day, Heather. You know, that, no.
I mean, I've done like some microdosing magic mushrooms, and it's usually really mellow. And, you know, I'm sorry in advance if I shouldn't have admitted that. But the ketamine thing was pushed on me in L.A. And I think I talked about it on the show a little bit. It's like this newfangled treatment where you get like, you have to kind of be hooked up, not like an IV. It's not like super gross or anything, but like it gets kind of in your bloodstream and they give you these small doses. And it's supposed to help with a variety of things. Like one that I know for sure is like kind of depression and anxiety and that kind of thing. And it was so interesting though, because I had never heard of it. And like my gynecologist recommended it because I like my PMS, or it was something about my PMS. And it was, and it's been a bit of a private kind of thing that is extremely expensive and most people don't have access to it. It's just like, fancy people.
Why is it so expensive, man? I can get ketamine in a bathroom.
Well,
a
it's different.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Not well, that I want it, but like, okay. So, here's just to like take a few steps back, you know, back in the day, like I'm using air quotes, even though you guys can't see me, Heather and I, you know, we've known each other for a really long time and, you know, mid 20s. We and, you know, many other, you know, friends, you know, we had a big circle of friends, and they overlapped and
we were,
you know,
very popular
Friday night, you know, closing down the bar. Yeah. We were very popular. And you know, like, you know, it was like, it was sort of like, even like sometimes midweek, like, okay, we're going out, you know,
after
like,
wrapping a show. Oh, we'd be like, let's go like, get some beers and play pool.
Can you imagine like going up on a Tuesday? Nope. Not happening. But back in the day, sometimes it did. And I think you and I were, you know, I mean, we had jobs and we were trying not to lose them. And so, you know, you stay out and then you pull the ripcord when it's time.
Yeah, you do.
However, I knew about ketamine because I knew people who did ketamine.
Uh-huh.
Now, they were not doing ketamine to like make them become better CEOs. They were just straight up just tripping balls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, not for me. No, mm-hmm. thank you. Like, I, you know, I'll do a lot of stuff, but no, I don't want to go to Mars right now. Thank you. So I always thought of ketamine as like, oh, yeah, it's like this, like, very, you know, like you're, you know, you're going to lose your mind. And like, I don't want to do that.
Special K, or it's like the K-hole. They call it the K-hole.
Yes.
Yes. And that always scared me. I've never done it. I never did. And people did do it. Like, I remember those party days in San Francisco, and people would go down the K-hole, and I was like, yeah. That does not interest
me. And you kind of look at them and be like, I don't want to be that. Mm-mm. I don't want to be that. I don't. Mm-mm. I mean, listen, if you did and you had fun, great. I tried salvia once, so there you go. But like, yeah, like that sort of like, I am, you know, I have lost control of like my person. Uh-huh. I have never wanted that.
I don't like that either.
No, yeah. it just freaks me out. Yeah. So back to this Wall Street Journal article, which was about, you know, this whole, it was obviously written, you know, for like all the normies to understand that people are doing some drugs, but it's because, it, you know, maybe they're the best version of, you know, the startup founder that they always wanted to be, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of it is like a little eye-rolly because you're like, Silicon Valley people are so annoying. Uh-huh. But, you know, I'm also one of those people.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily like, you know, a person that's, you know, in that space now. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm not. But it reminds me of sort of like the early days of people being like, we're going to change the world,
totally. You know,
and like you sometimes get like into like a corner with somebody like sort of, you know, at the end of the night where you're like looking at your watch, like I'm about ready to go. And they're like, hey, do you want to hear like my like really cool story about changing the world? And you're like,
maybe tomorrow,
maybe like not right this second, but like you could like email me or something like that sort yeah. of thing. I feel like we're kind of in a new cycle of yeah. the same stuff. However, I am not a medical professional, so I'm not going to say that some of the stuff isn't actually really good for people.
Sure.
Might be.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know either. I mean, there hasn't been enough experimentation, I don't think, in a broad, like, you know, amount of people, especially with the ketamine thing, because the ketamine doing a microdose is very different than like dropping a big amount, like to have a trip where you lose control. It's like, it's a very, 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 very tiny micro amount that, you know, it's interesting to me. I like hearing about these alternative, you know, I mean, we take Western medicine. I mean, that stuff's not good for you either. So, I mean, there's always going to be a trade-off.
Depends on who you are and what you need. That should be our next commercial. Heather, it depends on who you are and what you need.
Really, I have people that I know need to have Western medicine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do.
Yeah, and it is very necessary. The whole microdosing thing is fascinating, and I'm curious to see where it goes because it's now like the microdosing mushrooms is like legal in Oregon. I don't know what's going on in California, but it is definitely a thing that is everywhere.
I'm just trying to have a good night's sleep. And that's yeah, tough know. As heck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. Last night was a good one. The night before wasn't. You just never know what you're going to get, you know? And you just embrace those good nights. And you try to get stuff done the next day. You do your best, you know?
You do your best. Yes, that's right.
Well, Sarah.
Yes, Heather.
I have a nagging question I'd like to ask y'all. And... oh boy, I think there's always going to be some nagging question, right, on our minds. Mine lately is I'm getting more and more anxious about the holiday that is called the 4th of July. It's coming up here really quickly, and I don't really recall ever having anxiety about this holiday. In fact, I love fireworks. I love like the excitement of it. I do. I love a good fireworks show. But I always, every time I watch fireworks, I always worry about pollution. I worry about the animals. I worry about the impact, the negative impact that this fun show is having on things and species. And so, yeah, in the country, it's a little different. You know, you have people, I mean, it's illegal. I mean, let's be honest here. Although there's like, you definitely see them setting up a shop down the road, a little further down the road, maybe like a 10 miles away. They're selling yeah. them in those little tents, you know, in front of grocery stores and stuff. Yeah,
for anybody who's like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't think all 50 U.S. states have deemed fireworks illegal, but most have.
Yeah.
You know, fires and, you know, people shooting their arms off and,
yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of stupid stuff for sure.
Yeah. It's like, is it really worth it? No.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy it like the next guy. I get why it's fun. It's exciting. It really is. Yeah. I mean, I remember times in San Francisco just like being out and about during, you know, a 4th of July celebration. And it was so crazy and fun and just like running around and you have the little like the tiny little poppers and, you know, these innocent fireworks, the ones that we used to do in the street when I was a kid. My dad used to get like the little snakes and the like spiral
things. Throw
them
down and they pop. And
yeah. Those are great. I mean, I love those. In fact, if I could find some of those, I will do those any day. What I'm talking about specifically, and let me get to my point here. I have a neighbor who like it's like every year when it approaches July 4th, I hear rumblings, like birds tell me that he's like working on his arsenal. Like, it's just like, I hear that he is buying up fireworks and he's planning this big thing. And it just totally gives me anxiety because of a lot of reasons, not just my animals who are anxious enough as they are, the surrounding animals, fire hazard, insurance. I mean, that's a thing to think about. Danger of various kinds, trees, you know, falling down or catching fire. I mean, there's a lot of things. I don't want to be that neighbor though, that's like, you can't have any fun, but I'm struggling with the fact that he's really stubborn about it and doesn't really care what I think, but I'm like his neighbor and he's otherwise a nice guy, but it's like, I have to figure out how to approach it. And I was thinking that like, okay, how about a compromise? Compromise is always a good way to go. And so I was thinking maybe I just say, hey, just the mortar-like ones. They're like the ones that are really loud. Those are the ones I'm just like, please just don't shoot those off. Anyway, I'm just fielding some advice out there. If y'all have it, what is the best strategy here? Because again, I get it. I don't want to like take away his fun, but like, couldn't he do it somewhere else? I mean, this is a quiet neighborhood. I mean, there's like vacation rentals and everything. So email us at Hyatt. Have such a good day. If you have any thoughts, feelings and questions, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, you know, it's funny because anybody who has a dog, well, not everybody, but many people are like, oh gosh, 4th of July, like, it's so upsetting for the dog, you know, like you can't, you know, if a dog is like an outdoor dog, like they're going to run into the abyss and never come back because it's so upsetting, you know, or they're going to cower inside and cry. And, you know, Otis, my dog, has always been like pretty good about it. Mm-hmm. We're now in our fourth house that we've lived in together, you know, renters. Mm-hmm. We're always on the move. And, you know, every 4th of July, like, there's always been some stuff, you know, and he'll kind of look at me, you know, kind of quizzically and be like, do we freak out? And I'm like, no, don't freak out. And he's like, okay, no big deal. You know, so I was always
that's
like,
impressive.
Oh, yeah, you know, good for him. Yeah. Because he looks to me like if I'm freaking out, then he will. But if I don't, he won't.
Yeah.
The other day, and we are recording this episode on June 27th. So when I say the other day, it was probably about a solid week ago. So let's call it June 20th. Mm-hmm. People were setting off maybe the whatever you're talking about, Heather, like the boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like the really scary ones. You know, where you're like, it'll like, if you're dead asleep, like you're out of your bed thinking somebody's shooting into your house.
Yeah, it sounds like a gun.
It's, yeah. You know, and there were a couple of those that went off in our neighborhood, and Otis, it was so cute. He just behind my, you know, bedroom door, he was like, I just want to like be like the smallest version of myself possible.
Aww.
'Cause I hate it. You know, and I was like, are you mm-hmm. okay, buddy? Like, don't worry about it. Like, you've heard this before. And he was like, no. Do not like it.
I can
and
I see really why felt they're, for him. It's upsetting. Yeah, it, so
yeah.
do I.
It made me feel terrible. These are probably the same people who like to do donuts at 2 a.m. Yeah.
This is true.
Just down the street, which is also quite loud, turns out.
Interesting.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a little get off my lawn at this point.
Yeah, like people who take showers next to you. I mean, I get it.
the shower thing, I was like, I just thought, I was just like, is
well, you're not used to living there, you
is
know?
It like raining? Oh, God. Like, did I close the windows in my car? Like, oh, man. And well, then you I was know, like, oh, no, someone's just showering.
Just a morning shower. The one last thing I want to say about the fireworks is like my boyfriend's like, let's just go away for the night. We'll go to the blah 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 lodge, this cute little place. It's like an hour away. And I'm like, that doesn't solve the problem. Like, there's gonna be fireworks down there. It's not that. It's just I don't want to leave my animals here like super freaked out.
Nah.
And it's just not the point. It's just like I don't I'd rather give up the fireworks, the joy of them, to like give the animals like a peaceful evening. Like, it's very, very stressful for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Listen, I have enjoyed some fireworks in my youth, man. I'm lucky I didn't take an eye out, but yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know, I guess if I was 8 and someone was like, wanna set off some fireworks? It's going to be so fun. I'd be like, yeah. So, like, I get why they still exist.
Well, sure, of course.
It's just, I don't know.
I might, like, extend it an olive branch and, like, bring over some, like, sparklers and be like, let's do some sparklers. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm sure that won't solve the problem, but anyway, Sarah. But
that would be nice.
It would
well,
be indeed.
All right. So, we haven't solved the issue of fireworks, and you may have, you know, conflicting ideas about
yeah, but which is
well.
Totally fine with me.
Totally fine.
Conflict
and
away.
if you do have ideas about why we're crazy or how it can be enjoyed in a safe and fun environment, do you send us a note at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. You know, we got an email actually about what we talked about last week, Sarah, the JOMO, which is
JOMO
the
being
opposite
joy
of FOMO,
of missing out.
Which yeah. I know you really enjoy this new term, Sarah. So he wrote in and said, this is actually from Chris. He said, I sympathize completely with you, Sarah, on your willingness to look out for yourself first. Our health and mental well-being is much more important than showing up to make an appearance at an event, even if it is our close friends or family. Your true friends will understand. Kissy emoji.
Thank you, Chris. Chris is referring to me talking about the fact that I didn't go to a wedding last weekend that a lot of my friends went to. I have the wedding. They got married. It all
went
off.
It went down.
You know, without a hitch. And lots of photos. And I did feel FOMO. I felt JOMO. The JOMO was why I didn't go in the first place. But I definitely
felt
FOMO. I felt FOMO. Yeah.
JOMO.
But I, you know, I was like, oh man, I wish I could have made it work. But
yeah,
you know, you gotta choose your battles.
You do.
And you know, I feel okay about it. You know,
good.
Life
really
is complicated,
grown up, Sarah.
So you know, you gotta. Do what is right for you
at the time. And you never really know. That's why it's hard to book out, because you don't know what's going to happen, you know,
right.
Before you get there. It's hard to plan these days. But we do want to thank one new patron, Stuart. Welcome
Yay,
to the fam.
Stuart!
We're so pumped to have you.
We really are.
Can't you tell?
Heather, I thought you were gonna, like, you know, do a firework or something.
Pop a champagne bottle or something. Play
like
some
the
80s
whole
music.
Point of the show. No, Stuart became a new patron. We cannot thank you enough. And if you're listening and saying, "Well, I could be a patron as well," we would love for you to become one. Patreon.com/havesuchagooddayis where to find out more about doing just that.
That's right. That's right, Sarah Lane. Well, hey, it's been a fun ride. It's been a really fun ride. Episode 195 in the can. And we cannot wait to do this again. And then in a couple weeks, I will be in another country doing it. It'll be really interesting. We'll see how that goes with my new little portable mic. But
Heather,
looking forward
she's
to reporting.
Committed. She's yeah. committed to the craft.
I'm reporting from the road.
That's right. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
It'll be really fun. Yeah.
Heather, how's the pierogi? Et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Gonna be fun.
It will be. Lots to report. But until next week.
Until then, yeah, we will be at 196 just next week. Kind of great.
It is kind of great. Like 5 years, Sarah. Are we going on six?
We started in 2017.
Okay.
So we are going on six.
Wow.
In fact,
wild.
We might be at six.
That's
math is
crazy,
hard.
Sarah.
That's
math is so shiny. Hard. I came across all these old, like, screen grabs of when we used to record, like, we did video, like, on my deck. And there's all these great screenshots of us having a grand old time drinking wine and sharing snacks and on your, you know, in your Venice house and
doing
those were,
things.
Yeah. Six yeah. years. Man. All right. Mm. We got to celebrate one of these days. But Sarah, in the meantime, I will be Heather forever.
Will you, Heather?
I will.
Will you be Heather forever?
I have
okay.
no choice.
Well, then I guess I'll be Sarah forever also.
Okay.
All right.
Have
All
such
right,
a
everybody.
Good day, y'all.
Thank you for, you know, dealing with us. We love y'all. Talk to you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.